The failure of photography. You and I spilled chemicals in the dark room. The wall gave us electric shocks. 1970s hippie school. Two 12-year-olds of opposite genders with unsupervised lab access. We poured stop bath into plastic tubs. Watched the images bloom in black and white. Their buds opened wide. Usually, we handled chemicals like responsible adults, disposed of toxic waste down the sink drain, washed our hands afterwards. One day, in a hurry, we spilled tub after tub onto the cement floor. Chemicals sloshed against the dangling wires and created a series of shocks that reverberated through our bodies. We did our best to clean up before the teachers could find us and revoke our darkroom privileges. You and I made it back to class. The teachers hadn't even noticed we were gone. They gave us unlimited freedom while they sat in the corner, chain-smoked filtered cigarettes, and told us never to start or we'd end up just like them. So I hope it wasn't you, but someone else with your name. That young man on the internet, framed for murder, found not guilty due to insanity, confined to the state hospital, exonerated 20 years later on the basis of new evidence. But Google doesn't lie, and besides, who else could it possibly be?